good thing about having a government focused on growth is it will require them to invest in transport infrastructure. The transport infrastructure is what in time delivers the growth. It delivers the housing around it. So, you know, I'm absolutely confident that, Prime Minister, the Chancellor will work with us on these things, because they will accept the argument that there is no growth without good transport infrastructure.
Interesting phrase you're using there, investment in growth. And the Chancellor, it seemed to me in the interview she did on this programme yesterday, in her speech as well, was hinting that those rather boringly described fiscal rules, the rules around borrowing, you used to be Chief Secretary of the Treasury, can be tweaked to allow the government to borrow to invest. Do you think that should happen? Have you any suggestion that it will happen?
No suggestion, but I am very encouraged by those kind of noises that we're hearing. And if you remember that phrase, borrow to invest, it was a favourite of Gordon Brown's, wasn't it, back in the day? Because it makes sense, because it's an investment in a bigger economy for the north of England and therefore the whole country in the rest of this century. And that's how the Treasury needs to see investment in transport infrastructure. You know, it in the end pays for itself. And there are interesting ways, actually, though, Nick, you could look at doing it differently. Infrastructure lifts land values. And we're arguing, well, if you're worried about the deadweight cost of the Treasury, introduce a land value tax, capture some of that uplift that comes from the infrastructure and bring that back to help pay for it.
Interestingly, as I reminded her yesterday, the Chancellor, when she wasn't the Chancellor, had called for a land tax when she was Labour backbencher. Just before we move to an important announcement you care about in the Prime Minister's speech today, we had John McDonnell on the programme earlier saying, beyond this investment spending, it sounds like austerity coming from this new Labour government. Is that how you feel? You had some worries about the extent of the winter fuel cut.
Well, I understand the nature of the inheritance, and it is something of a mess that the Chancellor has inherited. So difficult things do need to be done just to put the public finances back on a sound footing. But I was really encouraged to hear her say clearly yesterday in her speech, no return to austerity. And that's what we wanted to hear.
Now, when